We're going to start with season two of Letterkenny today, and I think you're going to like it right now.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, with the buzz.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to season two of Letterkenny. It's absolutely amazing. This show just keeps going and going and going. The funniest show to come out of Canada. Come on! Canada, right? It's not just about maple syrup and not locking your houses. They have comedies, and they got them here. Oh, sorry, I've been waiting all week to say that. Season two, even better than season one. Got rid of that sophomore jinx. They're doing quite well. They built on characters. They built on plot points, some throwbacks, maybe a hashtag ostrich in there. Sick ostrich. Well, ostriches go up to 60 miles an hour, so that would be tough to fuck an ostrich. It'd have to be a sick ostrich. If it's a sick ostrich, then wouldn't that technically be rape? Isn't that bad? To me, they're always skating it. Those Canadians, right? Oh, what they do for a joke. So we got all the guys sitting about. And everybody's still talking about that MMA fighter who showed up last time, right? Season finale of season one, and just knocked the crap out of Wayne. One punch, one righty, one Richard, one rascal. Wayne hits the floor, but what we didn't know is that Wayne gets back up and knocks that MMA fighter on his ass. So, of course, the MMA fighter wants to come back. They say, let's shake hands on it. And now let's do a real fight again and see what happens. Wayne agrees, shakes the hand like a gentleman, and then boom, for the headbutt felt round the world. Now, I can tell you this. I have very strong bone density. I'm like Bruce Willis in Unbreakable. I bruise like a peach, but I don't break. So I was like, oh, crap. Like, when I ever get in a fight, I'm not much of a fighter. I'm more of like a funny guy. I'm a hand model. I don't fight. I don't know what you want me to tell you. But I always thought this thing would come in handy. We get told about a brand new phraseology coming out of Letterkenny. That's a cup fart. That's where you fart, you cup it from behind, you throw it into the face of your enemy. Dan, of course, shows us how to do this when he throws it in Daryl's face. So sweet. Dan, every time I think you couldn't be disgusting, you are, but somehow you sell it. Like, I think you're still, like, a wonderful person. Let's see. Wayne's talking about a couple things here. He showed up for a date. Wayne's suddenly trying to get a date, but he showed up. He didn't have time to get his car washed. He felt bad because it was a dirty car. And then he said the girl came out of the house too quick. He likes to hold open doors on dates. Wayne, you and I share something in common, especially when I first started dating my lady. Every door now, still, like apartment stuff, even after you've been dating for a while, holding open the door, very important. Well done, Wayne. Well done. Stuart shows up looking a little less methy, looking a little less dead, scabby. Good for you, Stuart. I don't know what you're doing. Maybe it's a B vitamin complex, or maybe you're just getting an extra shot of chlorophyll in the morning. But whatever it is, Ontario is treating you right. Stuart shows up and he's dating Katie now. How the hell did this happen? I mean, they had a little will they, won't they, a little Dawson Joey drama going on last season. Didn't think they'd actually show up together. Doesn't really even make sense. But Stuart must be doing better for himself. As the guys say when they see Stuart, Starlight, Star Bright, why the fuck you got earrings on? Way to go, Wayne. So sensitive. Let's see. Dan even replies, that kid's a polished turd. That was one of my favorite jokes. Jonesy and Riley show up. They leave because someone had gotten cheated on. They're no longer with Katie. Katie says, you know, you guys already have people that you're hooking up with. Let's see. They go to the city council, the agricultural meeting, right? At the agricultural hall, the ag hall. And thanks to Jim. Jim is a new character who we meet. This guy who's like a tall glass of water. I want to say like 6'8". I think everybody's 6'6", but they're not. It's just that I'm 5'8", so everyone's a freaking giant to me. I'm Joe Pesci. Thank you. So they show up at the agricultural hall. Riley, Jonesy, meanwhile, have first day of senior hockey. It's really important. Dale keeps quoting love songs when he talks about how he wants to talk to women. I'll make love to you like you want me to. Baby, hold you tight. Katie threatens to beat his ass if he doesn't shut up. Daryl, maybe lay off the song lyrics when you're around Katie. She gets a little sensitive about it. Devin, Stuart Rawl, they all take turns stabbing each other with EpiPens. This must be some meth head Clockwork Orange type initiation. They all wanted to see who was tough enough. Obviously, Devin, Rawl, they're very jealous of Stuart. This happened before when he quit meth. Remember? These guys, I think they're all kind of secretly in love with Stuart, like with each other. They're each other's homeboys. I get it. Jim, who's the auctioneer guy, does this, hey, do I have another voice? Do I have another person? Oh, two people, three hands, blah, 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 does this whole sketch bit and gets Wayne elected as the president of the alcohol committee. So pretty cool. And I think Wayne's actually doing some good stuff because he gets the stuff done. And then he says, now let's get to chore and let's get home, which I think more leaders should be like, what do we need to do? Now let's get out of here. Wayne takes out the drama. That's why politicians don't like him. Wayne, don't run for politics in America. You won't work. The Jonesy and Riley are playing now with the senior team, right? They're moving to the next level. They ask all the guys if they want to play dickerball. Dickerball is really simple. You turn around, you pull your pants down, you grab your junk with one hand, and then when you turn it around, you leave just a little visible, and it's up to people to guess dickerball. I tried playing dickerball once with a girl. She called the police and said all I asked for were breadsticks. So, Jonesy and Riley, they fall for a little fart in the face with the duck, duck, goose. In the end, Stuart, of course, is homeless, kicked out by the guys, Devin and Rawl. He loses the EpiPen battle. Damn it, Stuart! And comes to stay with Wayne and Katie. And Wayne, of course, says, fuck no. But Katie says, hey, when a man asks for help, you help him out. And that's what you do. And Katie, thank you. Thank you for bringing good morals and judgment back to Letterkenny and into our homes, because I freaking love this show. Of course, in the end, it's going to be the headbutt for the win. That same MMA fighter shows up. I told you at the beginning. Pretty awesome to see. This show is doing absolutely amazing. Can't wait to see what happens. Join us next for episode 2, season 2 of Letterkenny. I'm Adam Carr. Good night.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.